Genesis chapter 3, verse 10 verses. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. This far I desire that we read in our first reading. Almighty God, our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this blessed word of thine that thou hast given to us in Christ, the true testimonies and trustworthy testimonies of thine, the treasure of wisdom and lasting values, this fountain of life, this pillar of light, O Lord, that we may look into this book, that we may read thy holy scripture, and by the guidance of thy Holy Spirit understand what thy holy and good fatherly will is for us. Lord God Almighty, from the times of old, thy faithful ones that listened to thy voice, that obeyed thy word, that loved thy commandments, were blessed. They were blessed with thy guidance and protection, thy instruction. And finally, thou hast received their souls into the bosom of thy love, into the domain of peace and joy. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, thou hast given us in thy holy word the instruction how we could avoid the deceit of the deceiver. Thou hast given us, O Lord, that blessed teaching that gives the power and wisdom to overcome sin and world, and to find rest in Christ, and to delight in laboring and serving thee in thy spirit, O Lord. So we again pray, O Heavenly Father, that thy spirit may guide us, and that this blessed word of thine may find its proper place in our hearts, and this wisdom of heaven to illuminate our minds. Thou make us strong in this holy faith, O Lord. Thou fill our hearts with thy love. And may that blessed hope, hope of ages, the hope of thy glorious coming with the multitudes of the heavenly hosts, may that hope keep us in expectation, that our heart and mind may be set up upon the heavenly things, and that the treasure of our desires and all our strivings may be up there where our head also is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, Thou grant us the whole armor of faith, and Thou protect us from every evil. Thou keep us from every form of idolatry. Thou make Thy holy word, Thy commandments, Thy ordinances, and the teaching of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is Thy teaching, O Father. Thou make all of that the delight of our soul and the desire of our heart, that we may not desire the joys that the world is offering, the deceitful pleasures of sin and the filth that is in the world. Thou, O Heavenly Father, make us spotless and keep us pure in Christ. Thou grant us His righteousness, His holiness, His obedience, faithfulness, and zeal, O Lord, that we may be the true witnesses of Thine in this world, that our soul may dwell under Thy sure protection, being sheltered from every side and being guided to grow in grace. That our pilgrimage, O Heavenly Father, may continue forward with the strength that Thou providest, and that our joy and the delight of our soul be always in Thee, our great Creator and our loving Redeemer. Gracious Lord, Thou teach us from Thy holy word how we can easily, without doubts, recognize the messages that the enemy is sending to us, that we may discern the voice of an enemy and turn away and resist the devil, that he must flee from us. Thou make us true sheep of Thy fold, that know the voice of our shepherd and will not follow the enemy. Gracious Lord, our loving Heavenly Father, Thou make us meek and humble. Thou make us patient and kind. Daily forgive us our debts and our trespasses, and always anew give us a loving and forgiving heart. Daily give us new instruction for our pilgrimage, that every step of our pilgrimage may be in that right direction, nearer our God to Thee, nearer to Thee. And every day anew give us a loving and understanding mind and a soul that is peaceful, peace-loving, and peacemaking, that we may proclaim Thy holy gospel, that Thy truth may sound forth, and as Thou hast delivered our souls from the destruction that is coming upon all the sinners. Gracious Lord, we pray that Thou move the hearts, that Thou deliver the souls that Thou hast redeemed, and turn them from darkness to Thy light, and give them new life in Christ. Gracious Lord, our loving Heavenly Father, Thou help us to do Thy will with joy and gladness, and Thou multiply the good fruits of Thy Holy Spirit. May Thy Spirit fill our hearts, and the revelation of Thy gospel illuminate our minds, that we truly and indeed may be new creatures which thou hast redeemed, which thou art preparing for the heavenly glory. Gracious Lord, unite thy people, that thy people's hearts and minds may be united in Christ, in that true unity of the Spirit, Spirit of love and holiness, Spirit of peace and joy. Thou make one fellowship, one flock and one fold under that one shepherd's rod, that thy people may be ready in this day of thy battle, in the beauty of thy holiness, free from sin, free from evil, filled with faith, love, and hope, that our soul may overflow with praises to thy holy name, and thou, O Father, teach us to worship thee in spirit and in truth, to worship thee in words and in deeds, in manners and our conduct, to worship thee, O Heavenly Father, with love and gratitude, with joy and gladness. And thus, O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, thou prepare us to worship thee in the like manner, joined together with the heavenly throng and led by our great high priest to worship thee through endless eternity. Amen. Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 4, I desire that we read from the beginning of this chapter, 11 verses, with the help of our Heavenly Father and in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. This far I desire that we read in our second reading this afternoon with the help of our Lord and from this holy word of God. Since the first book of the scripture, Genesis, the first book, so-called first book of Moses, is the beginning, in that book we find early or perhaps first record of quite a few things and quite a few important things and events, instruction and teaching that can help us all along our pilgrimage. In the songbook that we use regularly for our services and worship meetings, there is a subtitle or a group of songs selected under the title Temptation Warning. And right in the beginning, very shortly after the creation was completed, we find the first temptation. But before the first temptation was the first warning. And so we could probably conclude without any doubts or without any hesitation that the temptation from the enemy, the evil spirit, is going along with the existence of the mankind upon the face of this earth from the early days of the mankind and until today. And without any doubt, we can say that it will continue until the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So temptation and warning is very important, and warning is always there. It always comes in time, and most of the times, a long time before the temptation. The Lord, in His goodness and mercy, and in His wisdom, and His fatherly care for His people, will never fail to warn His people that the temptation may come or is coming, and that the methods, the ways of the enemy are deceitful. On the other hand, our enemy, in all probability, will not miss a single opportunity or importunity for us, a single chance to tempt, to try, to misguide us, to lead us away, to cause us to fall and to suffer losses, to suffer damage. We read here about that first temptation, the first testing of the faithfulness of the mankind. Perhaps this was not the first testing. Maybe that the people were passing by and seeing that tree, which we may label as the forbidden tree in the Garden of Eden. Chances are that they did see the tree many times and yet never were tempted, really, to take of the forbidden tree. Why? There were so many other trees. Why should anyone take something that the Lord God Himself has said, do not touch in it and don't eat lest you die? But at this time, we can see that the enemy is trying to draw attention of the woman to the forbidden tree. I think it is quite obvious that this chapter and the verses that we read have manifold meaning and great significance, but perhaps in our limited time we can focus mainly on the methods that the enemy is using in his temptations. Perhaps that will help us to see how he, the enemy of our souls, is trying to do the same thing nowadays, and that is his main preoccupation, besides perhaps rejoicing in human fall, his main business is to deceive, to make dangerous things attractive, and to make the foreseeable losses minimal in the sight of those that are tempted. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Perhaps this beast should be creature or being. And the serpent, just to have that clear, we could say the enemy or the devil, said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Why did he say that? The enemy tries to make a human heart to feel that if one thing is forbidden, just about everything is forbidden. Nothing else matters but that one thing that is forbidden. If a child, small child, that does not understand all the dangers of our life and our environment would enter into a room where there are many dangerous things, the grown-up person that takes care of that child, or the person that noticed that what happened, will grab first those things that are most dangerous, or perhaps will grab the child. But if you take away just one thing among all the things that are around the child will right away turn and look into that one thing and desire to take that thing. That's very frequently the case. And obviously, the enemy is using his craftiness, in this case, trying to create a new feeling in the heart of Eve, the woman, saying, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." The enemy knew exactly what God has said.